You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way. Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcasts. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And we are so happy to be back after our long summer break. We're dusting off our microphones and we're really excited to be back and hosting our show again.
I was actually nervous before you and I hopped on here. I couldn't find my microphone. It's been so long.
Yeah, like I actually had to like plug my computer in to charge it because I haven't been using it at all this summer. And it was dead.
I will say it was a nice break. Like, we love y'all, but much needed. Like, this is a hobby for us. So it was nice to kind of step away and spend more time with our family and not that it's overwhelming to do this, but
it can be a little overwhelming.
But like, there's a lot more in the background, editing, website management, social media.
Yeah. Exactly.
Reaching out or answering emails and
So and like I know that both of your girls were home all summer. Mm-hmm. Both of my kids were home all summer, and I knew like there's no way.
Chaos. Yes. But you were home with them, so that's a different level. I had a nanny, so that's a whole different level. Like, you were home with them.
I was home with them the whole time, but also like, I don't know, like just knowing that your kids are home and that you have to keep them busy all summer, you know, regardless of whether or not you have childcare, but like, you know, it's a hard job. Also, your husband works from home. So
he was home with all of that. I felt bad for him. He kept saying, the nanny would like grab the girls when they'd come into the office and they'd try and like tell him what they just did. And she'd be like, you can't go in there. He's
working. Yeah. That's tough. Yeah. And my husband, he just got a new job. And so he's no longer teaching. He got a job outside of the education field. And so he started that like the first week in June. So that's been super different for our family this summer. Usually Brandon's coaching football and, you know, we're in between like two different sports that we're coaching. And now, you know, we've gotten it's just a very different routine in our house now. Mm-hmm. So like, he's able to work from home on Mondays and Fridays, but again, like it's kind of the same deal. Like the kids will go into his office randomly, you know, to go up and talk to him, which luckily like we have a 2-story house. So like they have to go all the way up the stairs to get to his office, but sometimes they sneak up there while I'm trying to do something else. And luckily like most of the time he's not on a call. So, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but you know, trying to just keep them busy so that they don't bother anybody, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Yeah, I was telling Luke, because you and I are on the phone today, and I ignored his call twice I was on my way home from work for my half day. And when I called him back, he's like, man, who are you on the phone with? And I was like, Taylor. And he goes, oh, what are you guys talking about? I was like, I was kind of letting your vent about being a parent. And he was like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, sometimes you just gotta do it.
Yeah. Like, I love them. I love them so much. But I'm also kind of, like, ready for a different routine to be in place. Like, a lot of people have asked me if I'm ready to go back to school. No, I'm not ready to go back to work. No. But do I want to keep doing what I'm doing? Also, no. No. I don't want to do any of it. I would like, you know, just a couple days to myself, maybe just a couple days, just, you know, maybe just a day. Yeah. I could do a day to myself and then just like, just rejuvenate, you know.
It was the morning that you and I were able to go to breakfast.
Yeah. That was so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went out for breakfast for Sam's birthday and we left my kids with her kids and the nanny and the two of us went out for breakfast.
It was nice.
And it was the best.
Like 2 hours of uninterrupted
talk. Yes. Literally a couple hours of uninterrupted conversation. And it was like, the best
mm-hmm.
morning ever. Because I don't get that ever. Like, if my kids are around, they're constantly interrupting my conversation, my thoughts, just everything. I can't do the dishes without getting interrupted.
You can't go poop. Like, I hate that.
Yes. Yes.
The other
I
day,
locked the door.
Like, you can't. I need to start doing that. I'm terrible. I just leave the door open because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be quick. Usually I'm not. And then, so then the other day, this is, oh God, she's so embarrassing. I was pooping and my 3-year-old came in. She stands, she like leans like really elegantly against the counter and she's like, are you pooping? And I go, yes, I'm pooping. I go, can I have privacy? She goes, no. I was like, can I please? I give you privacy. And she's like, I just really want to stay in here with you. And I was like, and she was like, but it kind of stinks. And I was like, okay, then leave.
Right.
Get out.
Listen, your poop doesn't smell great either.
Her poop. Okay. Poop talk for 1 second. Her poop was green today. I don't know what she ate at daycare because we sent them to daycare for like the first three days this week. Because our nanny had to go back to work. And I don't know what she ate yesterday or today, but her poop legit was full on green.
That's so funny.
And she
That's always funny, like when you see that kind of stuff, because it's like, what did you eat?
Yeah.
What was it?
She kept repeating, oh my God, my poop is green. It was so funny in the bathroom.
It could have been like a blue popsicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Because it's happened with blue icing from a cupcake before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Artificially colored things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But outside of poop talk, Taylor and I's family went on a vacation this year. It was like weekendcation.
Yeah. Weekend trip down to the Lake of the Ozarks. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Between us trying to navigate the boat. If anybody has been to the Lake of the Ozarks, if you have not, look it up. I think it's one of the most dangerous lakes in the United States. Uh-huh. And for me, like, it's also like, if you've seen Ozarks or whatever, more coastline than the state of California. I don't really know how true that is. I don't really know. But like, I will tell you, like, it is not a safe lake to go to. You know what I mean?
And it's kind of dirty. Like, if you got a cut on your leg and it's a pretty decent one, don't go in it.
Yeah.
You might as well just cut your leg off.
Right. Also, like when I was younger and we would go down there, like, I don't remember being, like, nervous or having any anxieties about being on there. But ever since I've become a parent, mm-hmm. also, I would say, like, anybody who knows me knows that, like, I get stressed out pretty easily about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, once I had my daughter, we went down there and I was like, who wants to do this? Why are we going out on the boat? Look at all these boats. You see that boat, right? It's like right in front of us. And my brother, who lives down there, he's like, yeah, I see the boat. It's fine. We're fine. Nothing's going to happen. I'm like, how do you know? People die down here every weekend.
Oh my God. Like, every weekend two boats collided. Someone drives a boat into a house. Like,
literally the week before we went down there, one of those speed boats, but some guy was drunk in the middle of the night. I don't even know if it was the middle of the night. I think it was like 10 o'clock at night. Some guy was drunk driving his boat, went up onto like into somebody's house. Like, and it was, the house was not right on the lake. Like, it was at least, you know, 50 yards back from the shoreline, and he drove it into the house. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. So anyway, I always get nervous about that kind of stuff, but we navigated. We were fine. We made it to a cove and we swam for a while, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up having a good time. And then taking the kids we took them go-karting and we attempted.
Go-karting was fun. Yes. Putt-putt was interesting.
A mess.
We quit. We are quitters.
Yeah, we didn't.
We paid
make it.
For a full round of putt-putt and we got to hole 8. We didn't even do hole 9.
No.
And my daughter cried the whole way down from hole 9 to the exit because she was pissed. She literally looked at me dead in the face and she goes, this is my oldest. She goes, I didn't even get to do that last hole. I was like, well, I'm sorry. mommy's a little overwhelmed right now.
Yeah. Like at one point, like I just sat back and like observed all the chaos that was happening. It was wild. It was wild. Like
your daughter was swinging a club in the air. Your son was throwing a ball. Like you didn't stop climbing shit. Like
yes. Yet my daughter had her little club and she's like running around with the club above her head. And then my son is throwing his ball down like the hill to some other area, like in the rocks, in some bushes, like just anywhere. And then like you're chasing your kids, Luke's chasing some other kid, Brandon's trying to like wrangle our kids, and I'm sitting back like, oh my God.
I think we all got down to the ninth hole and we just stood there, and I think Brandon was like, you think you're done? And I looked at him and I was like, fuck yeah.
Yes.
Like, I am tapped out, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like from the second hole, like the first hole, fine. I was like, let's take score.
Yeah, I can't believe you even thought about taking score.
The first hole, I was like, yeah. Like,
I think I laughed at you.
See how we do.
You walked up to me and go, what'd you get? And I was like, I don't know.
Does it matter? By the time we made it up to the second hole, I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. The guy handed them to me. The guy handed them to me and was like, here you go.
For you to take score. I was like, okay, thanks. Like, at one point, I turn around and Brandon has your son holding an adult sized club to hit the ball. And I was like, where is his kid's club? And you're like, I don't know. So then I had to go 2 holes back and it's laying there.
Yeah. We might as well have not even like gotten it. We could have just let him walk and he wouldn't have even noticed that he was missing out on anything. Yeah. It was not.
It was good. It was
not good, but it was fun. Everybody had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say we went to this place. Was it Neon Taco?
Yes.
That place was really good. But it's this big pink house. And before you guys got there, we got there before you. And we get out. And my oldest sees the pink building. And all she says is, oh, my God, thank you so much for taking me here. Like, she didn't even know where we were. She just saw the big fucking pink building.
Oh, my God.
And she lit up. And she's like, I can't wait to go in. It's pink. It's pink. I can't wait to go in. And I was like, do you even know where we're at? And she's like, I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's pink.
It's like, okay.
This is the place for me. It's playing loud music. Yes. That place is really neat. I also like their food is also delicious and their drinks are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Again, really good. If you ever go down to the Lake of the Ozarks, they're open all year round. Neon Taco.
Okay, yes. Cool.
And they're very good.
Also, I will say one of my favorite core memories, even though it was really annoying that the kids wouldn't go to bed. Favorite core memory is seeing all three of the girls sleep in the pullout couch.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Mm-hmm. All snuggled up.
Yeah. One, it was every time I looked, it was like my youngest and your daughter, like full on cuddling.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny.
It was like teenagers though. I think at like 10 o'clock at night, one night we were like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Classic sleepover kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to bed. You're going to have to, we're going to have to make some arrangements here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, okay. So we would all go out to the patio. This cracks me up. We all go out to the patio. We're drinking, just talking, hanging out. Cause it's the only place. Cause the kids are sleeping in the family room. Otherwise we can't hang out.
Right.
Your daughter opens the door and she goes, you're all being way too loud. We can hear you from inside. And just shuts the door. And I wanted to be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're working on that, on the bossiness.
I thought it was so funny because I was like, we literally just told them to be quiet.
Right.
And then she decides, oh, I'm just going to give it right back to them.
Right. You're being quiet. We can't sleep because you're being too loud. Okay, thank you. We'll try and keep it down. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. It was cute. She kept calling my kids her cousins.
Yeah. I think it's because like when we go down there, so my grandpa's had this place, Peepaw. If anybody has heard me talk about Peepaw, he's
love
my
me some Peepaw.
Yeah. He's my 92-year-old grandpa. And he's had this place down at the lake since like the 80s. And so when we go down there, sometimes in the summer, her cousins will travel and we'll all stay at this place together. And so we had gone down there a few weeks before, and she had had her cousin stay, her cousin, my cousins, we all stayed down there. And I think maybe that's where she gets it from, is like, family stays here. Also, mm-hmm. like, you guys are practically family. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
it was a lot of fun. Cute.
It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. It was a good summer.
It was such a good summer. Mm-hmm. It was such a good summer. Did you travel anywhere else? You went to a wedding in California.
Yeah. In San Diego, or in Encinitas at the Botanic Gardens, one of my best friends from high school. It was really pretty. It was a beautiful wedding. Her
husband was on our show.
What? Oh, yeah. And her husband was on our show. He, good catch, because I wouldn't have even thought about that. Actually, I took a, first I'll tell, okay. So her husband was on the show and love Josh. And he started the Judy Nelson Foundation for single mothers for to continue their education. So if you haven't heard of them, go listen to our Judy Nelson Foundation episode. If you want, we have information on their address. You can write a letter to a single mama to encourage her getting through school, because they award these mamas scholarships to continue their education, to make sure they have no burden to continue to break that cycle for their children.
Yeah, and that's episode 65.
For 65. Okay. He's an amazing human being, and you should check the episode out. So you can donate, you can check them out. It's Judy Nelson Foundation. So, but yeah, so at the end of the reception, obviously we had all been drinking. And I look over at Josh and I'm like, hey, there's a photographer here. Let's just get a photo of all of us, like all the board members. All the board members were there for the Judy Nelson Foundation.
Oh, cool.
Well, I think maybe one was missing. It was like Emily, Josh, and then Josh's mom, and then one another girl. And so we take a photo. Well, Emily gets the photos back. And oh, let's just say the bride looked a little too intoxicated. She just told me I couldn't use it for social media. So a little peeved. Thanks, Emily. I was like, oh, great. We got the photos back. Can I use that? And she was like, absolutely not.
You're allowed to have fun at your wedding.
Exactly. I know. But yeah, so you guys should check it out. And yeah. Hey, everyone. So if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link. Use the code MOTHER in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. I promice. You'll love it.
Struggles. Like, we live under a rock and that we're old with technology.
Yeah, we usually record through Zoom, but we don't really, like, we don't pay for Zoom. So it's not like we just record for forever. Because who wants to pay $18 a month for a membership?
Yep.
That's so much money. So we just used the free version, but this past time that we used it, it was really frustrating and it made us wait like a really long time to start up another session. Mm-hmm. We decided to start looking for something else. And so that is
for now part of the cool story starts.
So my husband, Brandon, and Sam's husband, Luke, they both play, like, a lot of guys play video games that are our age. And so Brandon suggested that we start recording on Discord, which is what all the kids are using these days.
When I was looking up Discord, like, I felt so stupid. I was looking up, like, PDF files on how to use Discord. Yesterday,
yeah,
and or maybe even today, and it was like some of these high schools are creating PDF files how to keep it safe for kids. So maybe we need to add Discord to our future social media.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, because think like kids come on here and then they play video games together. Mm-hmm. But I think it's kind of like, I could be wrong because I've got a lot of kids that have trauma and stuff like that, you know? And so I think a lot of them get comfort through like a gaming community, but a lot of mm-hmm. them meet their friends through things like this and they don't actually know them. But they're also meeting a bunch of kids that also have mental health issues. Yeah. Like they get into arguments on stuff like this. And then their friend who they've never actually met in real life, who could be a 40-year-old dude for all we know, like you have no idea who this person is, yeah. is like telling this kid that they're going to kill themselves, you know, all this stuff, like fixed up. So yeah, and it's not a bad idea to put in our social media episode when we talk about it, because like this is stuff that parents need to know about, because, you know, I can mess a kid up, you know?
Correct. You know what we also need to do is we need to add your husband to this thing to make sure we know how to add guests.
Seriously, though. Yeah.
This is a whole learning experience. We are in season 4, people, and we have to freaking change it up because we want to keep doing this. It's hard, like, trying to keep up with what's new. I feel so stupid, and I'm 33 years old.
Yeah, I just like that. And I've just been along for the ride because you created the account first. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't have permissions to do any of this stuff. Oh, God.
No, I could be doing it all wrong. We'll see. Yeah, just bear with me, guys. This is going to be a ride. This is going to be a ride.
Oh, God. Okay, well, anyway, so we talked about our summers and everything like that. We've both went down to the lake. I've traveled a lot of places this summer. Yeah. Went to the lake a few times. We went up to Kenosha to see my Aunt Nancy, down to Oklahoma to see my brother. We also talked about how we actually got to go out and have breakfast, the two of us, without kids. Yes, that was a lot of fun. It was so nice. But yeah, summer's coming to an end.
I know. And we just signed the kids up for soccer again. And Taylor's husband and I are planning on coaching the older girls. And then I signed up as a coach for my 3-year-old too. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And I signed both of my kids up for swim lessons too. So we got swim lessons and soccer. It's going to be a busy fall. But I'm excited about it.
Same, same. We still need to plan Halloween costumes. Costco's got some great ones.
Do they already have out their Halloween costumes? This doesn't surprise me. I went to Hobby Lobby today and they have like the Hobby Lobby that's by our house is gigantic.
It's massive.
And they have like a ramp that goes up to another section.
Yeah, because it used to be a different store. I think it used to be a shoe store.
Yes. And it is all Christmas stuff up there. They have all their Halloween stuff down below and all their Christmas stuff up. Like Christmas trees, ribbons, bows, all the stuff. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year, if you have been following along with us, every year Taylor and I and our family and then our friend Katie and her family always do Halloween together. And
yeah, it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. My oldest tried to convince me to buy Halloween costumes already when we were there the other day, and I was like, no. Because you know what's going to happen?
They're going to change their mind.
October 1st is going to hit me. You're going to be like, I think I want to be...
Right, right. Well, and my daughter, so she was Spider-Man last year. She really wanted to be Spider-Man. And so we went as like a spider family.
Yeah, he was the cutest.
Yeah, which was awesome. And so this year we asked her what she wanted to be, and she said she wants to be Spider-Gwen or Ghost Spider.
So you're going to be a spider family again.
I have no idea, but I was like, do you really want to go as Spider-Man again? She's like, well, I'm not Spider-Man. I'm Spider. I'm Ghost Spider. I was like, okay, they're basically the same thing. So I don't, like, do you really want to do that again? And, like, have the whole costume and everything? She's like, yeah. It's like, okay, well, we'll see if you change your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My oldest wants to be Princess Peach. She loves the Mario movie. Yeah, big this year. But my mother-in-law always buys the girls beautiful, like, dress-up gowns. So we get there this past week or weekend. She has two outfits, two full Princess Peach outfits for the girls. And my oldest was like, now I can do this for Halloween. And I was like, you absolutely not. You are not taking these nice dresses from your grandmother's house to run around outside.
so funny.
And obviously Luke's mom is like, yeah, absolutely, whatever they want. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, they fucking break shit all the time. I'm not doing that. What's going to happen? They're just going to ruin it.
Oh, God, that's funny. Oh, man. But yeah, we've had a lot of really exciting stuff coming up. I'm excited. And I don't know if we mentioned this in the first half of the show because it was 2 days ago, but we had someone write in with ideas for yes, our first person who wrote in. So if anybody has any ideas about things that they would like to hear about or anything like that, like, you guys can always email us or send us a message on Instagram or Facebook. Our email is hosts@motherofallpodcast.com. But you can always find us on Instagram and Facebook, too. We're also on TikTok, but we're not super, like, into TikTok. You know, it's like every once in a while that we'll post on there. It's intimidating.
Yep. Very.
So, yeah, so we're on there, but we just don't post very often.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the mom of us.
I think it was Megan.
Oh, yeah, Megan, duh. Okay, so yeah, awesome, Megan. I'm so happy you reached out regarding the social media because I think it's a big thing. Yeah. So we, in the future, will be doing a episode on social media. We may or may not have, we're in the works of trying to get someone social media who talks about social media. So we're working on
trying we reached out to Better Screen Time, so.
Yeah, so. We're hoping to hear back from them and have them join us. If not, we will do our own research and we'll try and figure it all out because social media is a big thing for our kids in their future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their mental health, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us for our first episode back. We are beyond happy to be joining you for season 4, and we look forward to going with you.
See you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.